Om Shanti. Merry Christmas and a very good morning. I thought there was not going to be any response. I don't think there's anywhere else except within the Brahmin family that we start our celebrations at 7 o'clock in the morning. And so it's beautiful because our day starts early and the celebrations continue through the whole day. And so we have a lot longer to celebrate than most others. And a special good morning and Merry Christmas to all those online. I hope you're not alone. I hope you're nice and warm and surrounded by your family. And also, it's good you've linked up. So many, many gifts that Santa Claus gives us. The real Santa Claus. Who's the old man up in the sky? Brahma Baba tells us that he's down here in the physical dimension. But now for 50 plus years, Baba's been up there in the subtle region. And so the most powerful memorial of Brahma Baba is not here in the temples, just one temple in Ajmer to Baba, but the biggest memorial that lasts for a few thousand years is God as the old man with a white beard. And not quite a white beard, a white moustache, but it's okay, Bhakti makes a little bit of a mistake here and there, but definitely the memorial of Baba up there. And so, out of all the gifts that God gives us in Sangam Yug, and He comes with many, many, many gifts, but of course, the first and the biggest gift is being remembered in the Gita, the divine intellect. And so God comes with a special gift for every single one of us. The intellect that had been locked, the intellect that was very short-sighted, the intellect that didn't understand anything, and then suddenly we come to Baba, and literally, instantly, we are blessed with whether it's the third eye that opens or the divine intellect that God gives us. And so, a beautiful gift that begins Sangam Yug for us. And so what am I doing with this very special gift that God has given me? Because normally, if one is given a gift, then whoever receives the gift then has the responsibility of taking care of it. But Baba being Baba, the one who's compassionate and generous and big-hearted, every single day he helps us keep the intellect very, very clean so that we're able to keep it shining bright. If Baba were to say, well, all the other gurus only give a talk once a week, I'll do the same. Would that work? The intellect would get so piled up with all the accumulation of the stuff of one day, 2 days, 7 days, that it would again revert back to where it was. Or maybe even a little backwards. But God says, okay, well, my children are very little. They don't know how to look after their own intellect. So I'm going to help them. I'm going to support them. For how long? 33 years. Well, that was one way. But beyond that, how many avyakt muralis have we had? I must find out from Raju Bhav the precise number of avyakt muralis that avyakt Bhav Dada shared. But certainly over a period of 49 years, That is a lot of muralis. And so all those muralis, every time Baba gives us a fresh murali, it's again a clean out, a wash out of the intellect to make sure that it stays bright and shining and beautiful. And so, do I have any role within it? Yes, definitely. Baba gives me more help than I could ever have imagined. But still, through the whole day, that's my job then. Early morning, Baba does what he needs to do. And then through the day, what I need to do is to make sure that I keep it open and I keep using it through the whole day. And if by chance I'm not using it and it begins to close ever so slightly, or maybe a little bit of dust, a tiny, tiny speck gets into my eyes, then it's going to cause me a lot of pain. If I keep the intellect functioning through the whole day, I keep the third eye in use, and I keep making sure that it stays clean and it stays open and I don't let any dust get inside it, then the immediate result of that, keeping the buddhi open, the third eye open, and I'm able to be happy. Because it's Christmas Day and just thinking about all the treasures of happiness that Baba gives, and in the slogan today also Baba has said, just simply take happiness and give happiness and never ever accept any sorrow. And I was remembering one particular individual during Sakar Baba's days, and I happened to become aware of the story. And so this individual was saying to Baba, Baba, I'm not happy. And Baba was reminding this individual, it's Sangam Yug, you're sitting here in Madhuban with Baba, and you're still saying you're not happy. And the person was a bit embarrassed, but they still nodded their head. And Baba then said to them, okay, start giving happiness to others. And then tell Baba what you feel after that. And of course, if you think about, well, how can I make someone else happy? Then surely there's going to be something that comes back to you in return. But what Baba didn't say to this individual outright, because Baba's too compassionate to say, this is what is wrong. We never ever saw Baba do that. So it was Devi who then sat with this individual separately, Devi Manmohini. Now there's 1,010 Devis, but at that time there was only one Devi in the whole yagya, Devi Manmohini. And so Devi Manmohini sat with this individual and said to the individual, you know what the problem is? The problem is that your intellect is very sharp, but it's a little bit too sharp for your own good. And Didi went on to say that if there's a sharp knife, then it can do both things. It can cut your vegetables, but it can also cut your finger. And so what Didi meant was that when you're seeing others, don't see them with a sharp intellect. Because if you just see them with a sharp intellect, you'll find fault. And everybody's an effort maker. Nobody has yet become complete and perfect. And so if you keep seeing fault and you see their weaknesses, there's criticism, then that is what destroys your happiness. And Didi's point was, yes, use the sharp intellect to understand Gyan so deeply that you're able to cut away all your bondages. You're able to cut away all your weaknesses, but you don't see fault. And so, if I want to be happy, yes, I have to give happiness to others, and then it comes back to me. For the others, to make sure that my third eye stays open to see what Baba wants me to see, to be able to see goodness, to be able to see specialities, and this is the way in which I can preserve my happiness and increase my happiness. Otherwise, Sangam Yuga is going past. The days are running very quickly. How fast did 2024 go? Can you remember all the things that have happened in this 1 year? It's gone very, very quickly, and we know that it's the end of the tape recorder, the end of the reel, and so the reel is moving very, very fast, and every day flashes past. And so the days of Sangam Yuga are precious, and in the days of Sangam Yuga, it's the only time I can accumulate, whether it's to accumulate God's love, whether it's to accumulate God's power, whether it's to accumulate the power of purity. The list of treasures is in front of you. Baba has often commented on how many treasures we all receive in Sangam Yuga. And so can I just take every moment to become full, and from that fullness I can give, and whatever it is I give comes back to me multiplied many times. And so Sangam Yuga with Santa Claus, many stories about Santa Claus and children wondering whether Santa is real or not real. And all of us today can say, yes, Santa is real. And it's not little innocent children saying that, but it's Baba's children saying that, yes, we know that the one who can give us all treasures is here with us. So what else do I see with this very special divine gift that God has given me? Yes, I'm able to see myself. Who knew their plus points before they came to Baba? No one. Nothing. You knew your plus points. One. A few. Who knew their weaknesses before coming to Baba? Oh my goodness, I am surprised, many, many. For people in the world out there, usually it's the other way. Very few people know their own weaknesses. They all know their good points. And then of course the ego of the good point destroys whatever good the good point can do. But very rarely do they know their weaknesses. Well, coming to Baba, the beauty of the third eye is that you're able to see both. You're able to see that you were a deity. Now, that is something incredible that no pundit or preacher or scholar in the world could ever, ever imagine. They were a deity soul. Only when they come to Baba and they take this gift from God, then they'll say, yes, I understand who I used to be, but I also now understand what it is I need to do to become that once more. And so, never mind the detail of the cycle, just to even know that very first birth of mine and who I was in that first birth when I first came down from Paramdham. What was I like? What was the world like? And so that beautiful vision that Baba has given us of the self emerges in a very powerful way. And Baba allows us to keep that vision alive every single day through the Murali. And so keeping the third eye open so that I can see who I truly am. And then, no comparison with anyone else, but can I get back to that stage which is originally mine? I was a deity, and where am I today? And so through the third eye, Baba also not only shows me the path, but Baba holds my hand and gradually helps me navigate the path. I'd forgotten what the journey was like. Baba never forgets. And so Baba remembered that there would be challenges, there would be obstacles, and there would be all sorts of blocks that would come in my way. And so Baba already told me about them. But most times, when a child is told, you know, be careful, there's a road that's very slippery and you might fall, the tendency of human beings is to think, well, that's going to happen to somebody else. It's not going to happen to me. I'm not going to slip. I'm not going to fall. You know, there's a virus going around. Oh, well, that's for somebody else. It's not for me. I'm fine. I remember when COVID had started in Europe, and we were already talking about COVID in February 2020, because lots of centers in Europe had already started giving us news in Madhuban that the government, as Italy in particular was the starter, the government has said we can't hold classes anymore. We were all so shocked. How can it be? You can't have classes. And in India, people did not think that COVID would ever come to Bharat. No. That's something out there. So I suppose every country felt the same, but being in Bharat, it was something I was hearing. And so when Baba says, children, be careful, it's a slippery path, there's going to be a lot of boxing along the way. And we think, you know, I'm fine. I'm God's child. I'm okay. But God knows better than I do. And so God already was showing us what the problems are along that journey so that we would take every step with caution. So today's Murali is also about Srimat. Every step of Srimat, and I'm protected and I'm safe. And I step out of the line of Srimat and my happiness goes. And the circle that Baba has drawn for us, that circle is stay in the awareness of the soul, stay in the awareness of the whole cycle that you have been through, and don't step out of that memory, that awareness. And so, Swadarshan, when I'm spinning the discus and I'm seeing myself, I'm safe. If I'm seeing others and what they're doing and what's going on, it's going to cause me a problem. My happiness is going to disappear. And so, being able to see the self, negative and the positive, and seeing the positive to keep reminding myself of that, and whatever it is I'm doing to myself is also exactly what I do to others. If I can stay protected, seeing the self, seeing my own original specialities and goodness, then Baba's going to help me get there and remove all the other defects. But also, that's the vision I'll have for others. How come Baba would come in the evening, 7 o'clock, and most times Baba will stay till 4 a.m. and December 31st, January 1st, 86, Baba actually stayed through till 10:30 the next morning. And that was the opening of Sukhdham. So it was a very special time. But Baba was with us through the evening, the night, and the next day. And a comment that somebody made is, and they weren't in Gyan at that time. They wanted to just find out what's going on and join everything. And they said, I hadn't understood that it was God who was speaking, but having gone through that experience of being with Baba the whole night, I know it's definitely not a human being. No human being can have words of encouragement and positivity and upliftment for all those hours and not another word come out of Baba's lips. Now, we've seen that demonstration, most of us here. A few haven't, but I think the majority of Baba's children who are here experienced this to some extent. And so, if I'm to follow in Baba's footsteps, what are the words that emerge from my lips? Is it Bap Saman? Is it the same words of encouragement and upliftment? And so, the gift of the divine intellect allows me to remember all of this, not just seeing myself, but also seeing Baba. How many people in the world can say that they truly know God? Even for Brahmins, Baba says, out of a lucky handful, koto me koi, koi me bhi koi. Even out of the lucky handful, just a very small number know me as I truly am. And so can I keep my third eye open so clearly that each day I get to know God a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. Not just through my yoga, yes, definitely that's one, but also through the Murali. Can I get to know Baba through the Murali more and more, so that my relationship with Baba deepens, but also so that I'm able to take Baba's help to have the transformation that I need to have. And so the amazing fortune of being able to recognize Baba and know Baba more and more. And then to recognize Shiv Baba is one thing, but to recognize the instrument through whom God comes to do his work, Brahma Baba, an old man, yes, in terms of the Laukik world, tall and handsome and very successful in his life. But nobody recognizing that this is the chariot of God. And Baba very content to be completely incognito, keeping Mama in front, keeping the sisters in front, and Baba just staying behind the scenes. And in that way, even the memorials in Bhakti get forgotten. The big memorials in Bharat are of the mother, Jagatamba. They're not of Brahma Baba. And so, a person with such humility, such a big, generous heart, that he wants the children to be ahead and not himself. So with my third eye open, I recognize God's instrument and the amazing role that he plays totally, totally incognito. And so my relationship not only with Shiv Baba, but also with Brahma Baba, and recognizing the role of Brahma Baba, not just now as the chariot, but also recognizing the role of Brahma Baba as the great, great, great grandfather of the whole of humanity. And so the world is remembering the soul of Christ, but we are remembering the father of Christ and the grandfather of Christ. And so Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba together, they played an amazing role, and we just need to make sure that we keep seeing ourselves, we keep seeing Bab Dada, and we keep seeing the whole cycle. On the one side, celebration for a day, and then tomorrow, who knows what tomorrow will bring. But certainly in terms of the immediate future, yes, mountains of sorrow, but can I be an instrument to be helping Baba lift the mountain of sorrow, not to be impacted by the mountain that's falling, but to start giving my finger through my thoughts, my words, my actions to lift that mountain so that souls are able to experience peace today. Today, for all of us, a celebration, and for many, many out there, within the celebration, probably a lot of sorrow also. But our yoga definitely will support them and help them and find the way forward. And we're going to be having a little celebration here now, but I want to mention two things. Firstly, a warm welcome to Ratnaben. Welcome home after being away. We're happy that you could make it for Christmas to be here with the big family, and so we're happy to have you here. Welcome. And also, how many of you remember Brother Vodek? Oh, a good number. Very good. So Brother Vodek, one of the pioneers of Polish service here in London, he flew away to Baba yesterday. He was 80, and we hadn't seen him around for a while. But the sisters who live in Young Court, they would constantly be in touch with him. He was staying there, and he was supporting them and helping many of the sisters. And then the last few months he's been in Poland, because he really needed to be with his family. The chariot was not so well, so he left to go there. So when we offer bhog, we'll offer bhog to Shiv Baba, to Brahma Baba, but we also offer bhog to the baby that's bringing the message of peace on earth. And also we'll be remembering the soul of Vodek, somebody who did a lot for Baba through the years. And we can have our celebration now.